Chapter 22. In the morning, Jesse called Vinnie Morris at the office he kept above his bowling alley on Concord Turnpike.
"You need somebody capped?" Vinnie said.
"Capped?" Jesse said.
"I was binge-watching some Sopranos last night," he said, "so shoot me."
"I see what you did there," Jesse said. Vinnie Morris was a legendary shooter. All the way back to his days working for Boston crime bosses Joey Braz and Gino Fish when they were still alive. It was, Jesse knew, a stretch to say that Vinny had gone straight. He just wasn't as crooked as he once was. And more on the right side of things, since Gino died, than not. They had each done favors for the other in the past. There had been a time when Vinny had crossed lines that Jesse would not, knowing that Jesse would not. On top of that, he was a friend of Spencer's and Sonny's. If Jesse and Vinnie Morris weren't friends, they had a relationship now with some history to it, based on respect and trust. And Jesse knew that if the situation called for it, Vinnie Morris could shoot the seams off a baseball.
"You busy these days?" Jesse said. "I just finished a thing in Miami."
"A thing?"
"Yeah," he said. "A thing. For a guy needed one."
"You mind me asking what kind of thing?"
"I do."
"And for whom?"
"Guy, I owed a favor."
"You have to cap anybody?"
"No," Vinnie said. "It was more an implied type thing, that I could if necessary. Turned out it wasn't."
"Necessary," Jesse said.
"Whatever," Vinnie said. "An accommodation was reached."
"I'm always a sucker for a happy ending," Jesse said. Jesse had been to the bowling alley. He'd always thought that Vinny owning it was like some kind of private joke with himself. Jesse could picture him behind his desk, the shooting range target on the wall across from him. Something else to amuse Vinny, even though not much did.
"What do you need?" Vinny said.
"A favor for which I'm willing to pay you," Jesse said, "out of what I think of as my discretionary fund."
"You don't have to pay me," Vinny said. "We owe each other. I'd do something for you. You do something for me someday."
"Something legit?" He thought he heard Vinny make a snorting sound.
"I didn't suddenly forget who I was talking to," Vinny said.
Then Jesse told him what he needed.
Vinny said, "I can do that. How long?"
"Hoping not very," Jesse said.
"What if I need to shoot somebody?"
"This one I'd like to have alive," Jesse said.
"Wasn't like that the other time," Vinny said.
"I know," Jesse said.
"And Sonny's got Molly?"
"She does."
"You sure you don't need me on them?"
"If I put you on them and Sonny finds out," Jesse said, "we're both opening ourselves up to heartbreak. And if I decide I need more backup, I can always get Spike into the game."
"He's good," Vinny said, "for a gay guy."
Most straight guys wish they were as good as Spike.
"Not this straight guy," Vinny said.
There was a pause, and then he said,
"While all this watching is going on, who's watching you?"
"See there," Jesse said, "you did forget who you were talking to for a second."